Actually, I do not expect this decision to have any kind of practical impact. The paper was already previously sacked by the HOR in March 2022, and the GNU has been ever since labeled by them as an expired or as an illegitimate government. Osama Hamad was already appointed prime minister by the HOR after the resignation of Fatih Pashaga in May last year. The HOR has no means whatsoever to enforce its decision. It has no influence whatsoever on the ground in Tripoli. According to a decision of the Supreme Judicial Council in Tripoli, the paper's protege, Mohammed Akal, has lost the elections for the chair of the High Council of State, the Tripoli-based second chamber of Libya's parliament. The paper's former ally and now fierce opponent, Khalid al-Misri, took over, and al-Misri is probably ready to support a new unity government. So it is very well possible that he will find an agreement with the HOR about such a new government. However, this does not necessarily mean the political end of the paper or that he is being sacked as a prime minister. Nevertheless, quite a lot of clouds on the horizon for the paper.
In response to the vote by the House of Representatives, the Government of National Unity said that it deals with these repeated statements as a non-binding political opinion and that it derives its legitimacy from the Libyan political agreement, which stipulated that the government would end its duties by holding presidential and parliamentary elections. What's your take on that?
This shows once more that the paper does not take the HOR and its decision for serious. But nevertheless, he's in real troubles right now, not only because of the new HCS leadership. Even more problematic for him are the developments around the Central Bank of Libya. Access to the oil revenues of the Central Bank of Libya is vital for the paper to stay in power. He needs the money to fund the militias in Tripoli loyal to him. Without money, it will be quite difficult for him to maintain this loyalty. But CBL Governor Al-Sadiq al-Kabir refuses to fund the paper's GNU as he did over the years before. In contrast, he seems even ready to finance the budget proposed by the paper's rival government in Benghazi, Osama Hamad's government. The budget, which was recently approved by the House of Representatives last Sunday in a major development, the Presidential Council has fired al-Kabir. But for the time being, al-Kabir refuses to hand over power. Al-Kabir is backed by the High Council of State and the House of Representatives, who claim that the Presidential Council does not have the right to fire or to appoint a CBL governor. According to them, and I think they are right, this right belongs to the legislative. So the struggle for control of the CBL is not yet over, but this might be a struggle which is decisive political future of the paper.
The embassy of the United States in Libya has denied issuing a statement rejecting the recent decisions taken by the HOR regarding the legitimacy of the government of national unity. It says the United States continues to fully support UN facilitation of an inclusive political process based on dialogue and compromise among all Libyan parties and based on the principles of the Libyan political agreement and the Geneva process. What does that mean?
Some Libyans are really innovative in creating and spreading fake news like this one. The problem is that these fake news are frequently taken for serious by quite a number of people in Libya. With regard to the role of the United States, I would say there are only very few nations with a really significant influence on the ground in Libya, especially countries like Turkey and Greece. The United States is certainly not among these influential countries. This is also because the US sees rather a low priority for Libya in its foreign policy. And consequently, there is no significant engagement by Washington. And this will most probably not change in the near future, and certainly not before the American presidential elections.